Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Whether you're shopping for a t-shirt, bedsheets, or Q-tips, you might have noticed that cotton products are more expensive if they're organic. We wondered, is it worth it to pay the extra price? We had Isha Chawla and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this. Welcome, Isha and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, Isha, you actually live in the center of the organic cotton industry. Is that right?
Yeah, I live in India, which grows more than half of the world's organic cotton.
So, what makes cotton count as organic?
Like any crop, cotton can only be certified organic if it doesn't use artificial fertilizers, pesticides, herbicides, or genetically modified seeds.
What's the argument for not growing organic cotton?
Well, a lot of organic crops are less productive or more labor-intensive than non-organic.
Murali Dhar, who heads the Sustainable Agriculture Program at the World Wildlife Fund, says organic farmers in India can see a drop in production by as much as 30%.
When farmers change his way of farming from conventional to the organic, then there will be a yield drop, or at least for 2-3 years.
But after the first few years, the amount of crop that they can grow per acre begins to rise, until the difference between conventional and organic yields is only about 5%.
So it sounds like it's hard to start growing organic cotton, but if farmers hang in there, they can eventually grow just about as much.
Exactly. And when they do, they can sell organic cotton for a lot more money.
Okay, but what are the environmental benefits of organic cotton?
To answer that, let's focus on a defining feature of organic farming, which is fertilizer.
Conventional cotton uses artificial fertilizers, which gives plants the exact balance of nutrients that they need.
But these fertilizers aren't perfect. And if farmers use too much, which they often tend to do, they can drain out of the soil and enter nearby rivers and streams.
These nutrients can lead to a chain reaction that removes oxygen from the water, which suffocates fish and other marine life.
Plus, these fertilizers are made from fossil fuels, so making them and using them creates greenhouse gas emissions.
How are organic fertilizers different?
Organic fertilizers, like compost or manure, take longer to decompose and release nutrients into the environment, so they're less likely to pollute any waterway nearby.
And they're not made from fossil fuels.
Okay, so let's say I'm shopping for a t-shirt. Is it worth it to spend more money on one that's made of organic cotton?
Maybe, but here's something else to consider.
A lot of the emissions associated with cotton are connected not to how it's grown, but how far it has to travel to get turned into fabric, sewn into something, and then delivered to you.
So that cotton t-shirt, whether organic or conventional, has probably circled the globe before it hits your closet.
So that means if you want to buy cotton that has the least amount of impact on the planet, just buy less of it, or buy secondhand fabrics.
But if you can afford organic cotton, there is another reason to spend a little extra money. Buying organic cotton can improve the livelihoods of farmers that take the risk to start growing it.
Thanks, Isha and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.